This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Andrew Carnegie, Margaret Mead, Mary Shelley, and Carl Jung are among the boundary-breaking historic figures who will be brought to life at this year's annual High Plains Chautauqua in Greeley. The theme of this year's event is Exploring Boundaries. KUNC's Carrie Saldo spoke with former young Chautauquan turned featured performer Amelia Wagner, who's pushing some boundaries of her own with her portrayal of noted anthropologist Margaret Mead.
When you're going about putting together this sort of mix of historic reenactment and acting that Chautauqua really is, where do you start and how do you gather information so that you have a well-rounded representation?
I heard someone compare it once to going on a date, and I think it's really applicable.
In what way?
You start out and you see this person, and you think they might be interesting, so you start asking other people about them, and you get the opinions of others. So in this case, that might be something really short, like a Wikipedia entry or a children's book. And then if you like them still, you go a little deeper, but you're still reading what others know about them. So you read a biography that's full length. And then if you really, truly like them, you start talking to them personally. So you'll read their letters and their books. And then you can go back out again and start the process over, where now you have questions and you go back and you try and answer those questions from what other people said and then back to what they said. And I think that's how you develop a good, well-rounded character.
Chautauqua is based off of the movement that started in Chautauqua, New York, and it was something that was very popular in, you know, the late 19th and early 20th century. With the changes in technology that we've experienced and just the changing world in general, what do you think the role of Chautauqua today is?
It's definitely changed more to a historical preservation role, whereas before there would be lectures on a wide variety of subjects. Now it's just historical enactments. It's an art form that needs to be preserved because with the advent of television and movies and even radio, we don't have this sort of communal gathering where we learn about something. It's just not as common. And I think it adds something to the knowledge that you're given if it seems real and you can connect with it.
So for this year's Chautauqua, your theme is exploring boundaries. How did you come to select Margaret Mead?
Towards the end of my young Chautauquan career, I was starting to look for spunkier characters. And so when they presented me with Margaret Mead, I knew she would be more of a challenge, but she was one I wanted to take.
I think so many people know Margaret Mead for her anthropological background and the strides she made in that field. Is there something that you came across as you were studying her, as you were learning about who she is as a woman that you could share with us?
She was very foresighted. Some of her commentary on the future in the 1960s is completely applicable today. It's really amazing. I think also she presented such a strong figure, and she always seemed so confident and held together, but she really did have some personal doubts and a lot of self-doubt that she didn't really let come out, and she never really explored, but it comes through in a lot of her letters, which was just really interesting to see the difference between her public and personal life.
And given that element of Chautauqua, where it's not just what you are going to present, but you're inviting others into this process, how do you then prepare for that piece of it? And have you ever been stumped by an audience member?
Yes, I have. On a light note, I had a child ask me what my favorite color was once as Susan B. Anthony. I have no idea. So I told a story about a red shawl. But then, on a more serious note, I performed as Mother Teresa, and they asked me for my opinion on abortion. And I was 13. I was totally unprepared. So I had to make something up. But it was something where I had to go back and try and figure out what exactly she would have said.
How do you think that being involved in the Young Chautauquan program and now continuing as an adult has informed your broader life?
I was very shy and very reserved when I started, and Chautauqua was something I was very good at. And it gave me a lot of confidence that I could speak in front of people and that I could think on my feet and react well. And I found so much joy in it that it largely influenced what I wanted to do in college. I studied English and history so I could keep researching. And now I love the teaching component, where I can teach an audience, or in this case, children, about something that I'm passionate about. I wouldn't be where I am today without Chautauqua.
Great luck with the performance coming up.
Thanks. I'm excited for it.
The annual High Plains Chautauqua gets underway tonight under the large white tent at Ames Community College in Greeley. It runs through Saturday. Amelia Wagner will debut her portrayal of Margaret Mead on Wednesday. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You'll find a complete schedule for this year's High Plains Chautauqua at our website, kunc.org.